Aloha and welcome on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there. To Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, I am your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. So we first just want to make a mention of that beautiful song you heard, Radha Govinda, by Patrick Bernard. If you'd like to find out more about his music, it's at patrickbernard.com, and that song is from Chakra Celebration. So we are so delighted that you guys decided to join us on such a special day that really is all about the heart. And we are so delighted, and we really hope that you were we're just glad you joined us and that this is going to be a very yummy, awakening, magical, cosmic hour. We're going to enjoy the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness while expanding the collective consciousness with all the amazing synchronicities as you dare to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's show, which is always a wild card show, I love it. Sometimes it's amazing how everything just falls into place. It can be you have an idea of how the show is going to go for a couple days, and then about half hour before you're ready to do it, everything changes. So I love it. Being in the moment is so fantastic. So that's how we plan the show, moment to moment, so that we can definitely spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities and awakening that magical divine child. So why don't we all risk and dare to be living in the divine cosmic ecstasy? Well, I don't know where to start. We got so much to cover today, and so many amazing things have been happening, especially since our first major astrological event that happened, or planetary alignment that happened just a few days ago with Neptune moving into Pisces. We have been seeing miracles happening everywhere. A lot of people are really starting to experience much more consciousness and a lot of brain activity. It's been quite amazing. And since Neptune has gone into its home sign of Pisces, it represents spiritual illumination and spiritual awakening. With all these experiences, many people are also seeing and feeling, with the excessive brain activity, as if the wall that is between the left and the right hemisphere is completely shattering, giving you full brain illumination and connecting you into your divine mind. With the illumination coming, many are also finding out that they're connecting into the heart that is within the head and the mind that is within the heart. As you become more and more aware of this heart center within the crown chakra, located in the hidden chamber within the crown, more and more are feeling that full alignment between the pituitary pineal gland and the heart and feeling expanded consciousness. It's been pretty wild. I've heard so many people saying they've been feeling a little bit foggy and all of a sudden everything becoming very bright and strong. So what a day to make such a connection, working on the sacred geometry of your pituitary and pineal gland. Even my dog Sushi wants to get in on this. She's right here having a lot of fun adding into all of this brain illumination, because all the animals are also experiencing it in all the kingdoms, as well as welcoming back Padma Aeon Prakasha for us to go over now into the fifth and sixth spheres of the dimensions of love. So we are so excited. We have a jam-packed show for you. We're going to try to cover a lot of ground. And with it being such a special day, Valentine's Day, we also asked Padma if he'd be up to doing a Ma'at activation, which is the Egyptian blessing within the heart. But we'll bring him in after I give you a quick brief update on his bio, and we'll find out what he's been up to since he's been on the show last, and we're going to get started. So relax into your chair and just allow yourself to receive for this next hour. So let's just give you a quick bio on Padma. It's quite amazing, actually. He is a dynamic catalyst, supporter of souls, and lover of God, helping to create change fast for those who truly desire the divine. All of the teachings he has gifted with his revealed different aspects of the full potential of the human soul in order to prepare the soul for union with the divine. Drawn from the many sacred traditions he has been initiated into, the union of the soul, creativity, sexuality, divine love and truth is the fruit of his work. His books include The Power of Shakti and Womb Wisdom, The Christ Blueprint and the Nine Eyes of Light, Ascension Keys from Egypt. He has also chosen to self-publish his latest two books, Sacred Wounds, Original Innocence, and The Dimensions of Love for free, as they are more of a direct pathway to God. Truth is always free. Padma has been teaching worldwide for the last 13 years, bringing change to tens of thousands of people across the globe, with abilities to powerfully open, activate, and heal Shakti, or the life force. The wisdom and yogis of the Tantra of Love, allied with the sacred languages and sacred sound, with divine love transmissions. He is able to catalyze others through the divine using an almost infinite variety of means. Padma is known for his direct, lucid clarity, going straight to the essence. His love for others enables souls to break through their limitations and get closer to their pure soul and the divine. Inspiring, moving, transformative, radically truthful, a breath of fresh air, Padma is a lover of God. He is also creating a living part of passion through working, teaching, singing, producing music, and multimedia. As a globally distributed music producer, Padma has performed worldwide thousands of times and has produced two albums for the Sub Rosa BMG, Rhythmic Intelligence and Song of Light. He has also appeared on the BBC TV, Radio 1, Straight No Chaser, Variety, Kindred Spirits, and Christ Conscious Magazine, among others, and has been interviewed around the world. His two latest music albums, Life Cycles and Music for Christ Consciousness, are both available online. You can check out his website at www.christblueprint.com. Wow, what an incredible bio. With no further ado, we welcome you back. Aloha, Padma. Thank you so much for returning.
Aloha, and thank you for having me. And I'd love to just go straight into it because and just explain a little bit about Ma'at.
Please.
So Ma'at is the Egyptian goddess of harmony, justice, and truth of the heart. So Ma'at is a guardian of the doorways to the heart. And so in ancient Egypt and in Atlantis, Ma'at was seen as that which you would have to travel through in order to reach infinity, in order to walk with the gods. So in other words, to become an ascended being. And so Ma'at is a heart's truth, and every single person on a path of love who's going to reach any form of ascension will have to go through Ma'at. It doesn't matter what your belief system is, because these are just truths of the open heart that is morally pure and spiritually open. So we all have to do this, no matter what we believe in or who we believe in or whatever, because these are just universal truths of our human heart. And essentially, Ma'at is all about speaking truth, revealing the lies you have held to be true, and confronting everything that is not love within you. And that is essentially our path. Confronting, recognizing, seeing, feeling, and then releasing everything within us that is resisting love, that is hiding from love, that is running away from the total illumination of ourselves, which, if we're honest, almost everyone on the planet is on some level. Otherwise, they would be already ascended. So until you're ascended, you have some kind of veil on you. Until you're at one with God or one with love or one with divine light or whatever it is you believe in, until you're at one with that completely, in a Christ-conscious state, in a totally loving state, there is going to be something in you that is resisting love. And Ma'at is a wonderful, clear, and loving revealer of that which in you, that which is within you that resists love. So Ma'at's essential truth is that one only becomes perfect by accepting all one's own imperfections and everything you have denied within you. It's our embrace of that that makes us whole. Then the idea of perfection or ascension is let go of, and relaxation can dawn. In this relaxation, All is perfect. So Ma'at is a cleansing and purifying of your human heart and soul into truth and love. Anything we hold as secret, anything we hold back, stops us from being loving. So
what
everything.
A beautiful activation for today. Of all the days that we could have done this, this is absolutely perfect. Thank you so much.
And so I'll just go over a few. There's 42 laws of Ma'at, but I'm just going to go over six of them just to share them with you. And the rest are available for free in the book Sacred Wounds, Original Innocence on my website. And this, when you do the whole ceremony of 42, it's very powerful and very humbling. Anybody who does it is very humbled, and the heart is revealed. And that takes some courage, obviously. But if you want your heart to open, you need courage, obviously. So briefly, I'll just go into it just for a few moments. Holy, beloved Mother God, Creator of my soul, I want to grow and know all the truth about myself. Please help me feel all my errors against love and divine laws. Please help me follow your divine laws of love. I choose to be humble, honest, and receptive to the real truth and actions of my life. Holy, beloved Mother God, I have never been lustful. I have never cheated on my partner. I have never done anything to manipulate or break up a partnership. Beloved Mother, I have never uttered lies. I have never pretended to be that which I am not. I have never covered my true feelings or stopped expressing my true feelings. Beloved Mother, I have never denied the truth. I have never refused to speak the truth to anyone at any time. Beloved Mother God, I have never denied my desires and heartfelt passions. I have never compromised on my heart's desires. Beloved Mother, I have never avoided feeling all my own emotions. I have never run away from my own pain. Beloved Mother, I have never taken anyone for granted. I have never taken you for granted. Beloved Mother God, I have never betrayed myself or my partner. I have never acted in arrogance. I have never ignored the sufferings of others. I have never betrayed or tainted the purity of my inner child were children outside.
The energy is so radiant and pure. And I'm sure as everyone is experiencing it, myself included, you just feel like you're taken into another world. It's just beautiful. We thank you so much for that special activation and blessing on such an amazing day, and especially too for those of you who are experiencing some heartache or some grief related to any type of relationships. Instead of being at home or being upset about it, check this out of the sacred wounds on Padma's website from thechristblueprint.com. And go through it tonight, and instead really fall in love with yourself and really activate that heart and that blessing and that space for you so that you can help yourself also to overcome and embrace the pain and transmute the energy into divine love. And I can't think of a better way to experience it than to, why not dare and do all the 43 of them that are listed. It'll change your life. It'll be amazing. We thank you so much for this. I was just thinking that before we get into the dimensions, into the spheres of 5 and 6 from the dimensions of love, if we could just do a quick also activation on the pituitary and pineal gland, so that we can really activate and accentuate that ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness, so that we can further really anchor in all that amazing information that you're going to bring forth as we step into the 5th and the 6th spheres. How do you feel about that?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, so again, just allowing yourself to receive and to just be in that space, that illuminated, unconditional love space. Take a deep breath and inhale and exhale. And as you inhale once again, for the ladies listening to this, bring your awareness and your focus to your second chakra. And for the gentlemen, to your first, your root, at the base of your spine, visualize that tube of light flowing into the center of the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of ascended, planetary, and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Mahatma, and the Elohim. We also invoke the higher self, the Christ-embodied self, ascended master self, along with the monad and the mighty I Am presence of every single person listening to this at this time, helping them to embrace and embody their divine essence. We also invite our soul extensions, should they wish to join us. And as you take this deep, clearing breath, feeling yourself fully relaxed, fully in that position of receiving, we connect into the grand central sun as its radiant kundalini cosmic energy begins to flow down from the grand central sun towards our sun and flowing down with this beautiful golden white light as it showers in, soaking through your skin, but at the top of your crown chakra, giving you that tingling sensation as it flows in and fills every quadrant of your brain, all the hemispheres, igniting and releasing what is no longer serving you. Releasing any connections with the fear matrix. Burning and transmuting to the light anything that is no longer serving you or for your path. And feel as it fills up your pituitary and pineal gland, overflowing in this radiant cosmic kundalini energy. And beginning to pour over like a stream or waterfall, flowing down towards your atlas, down along your spinal column, elongating each individual vertebrae, flowing down into your perineum, activating the master cells with this radiant kundalini energy as it flows back up over your stomach and into your heart, into that sacred chamber within your heart where your soul matrix resides. And as you feel it flowing upwards towards your throat, and picking up more energy that is flowing in from the grand central sun of the cosmic kundalini energy. Feel it building up momentum and flowing down over your stomach again, but this time filling up the perineum and shooting into the center of the earth. Feel it flowing into the crystalline core heart center as it activates the radiant, luminescent Earth Kundalini energies. It also representing the Mother Goddess as it flows back upwards and you feel the pulsation sensations as it flows in through the soles of your feet, this beautiful, radiant, luminescent red Earth Kundalini energy. Feel it flowing through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, mixing and merging, synthesizing with the cosmic kundalini, filling up every organ, tissue with light, and flowing upwards towards your throat, where it splits into moving down over your shoulders and out individual fingertip, activating your healing abilities to its fullest potential that is in accordance with your resonance at this time. And flowing upwards like a geyser as it comes out through your crown chakra, feel it flowing like a water fountain as this beautiful combined cosmic and earth kundalini energies are spewing forth like a geyser, clearing out your auric field, your beautiful homoluminescent body, fully anchoring and activating you to the highest degree possible at this time. As we ask from the Palladians to place a quantum transfiguration grid over your pituitary and pineal glands, your soul and your soul matrix, and your perineum, infusing and injecting you with the energies of divine love. Feel this violet rose gold colors of billions and billions of little lights as they flow into your pituitary gland, fully activating, fully embracing, as we ask your mighty I Am presence to charge you with ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. We also ask for the Eye of Horus to be anchored in within your pituitary and pineal gland. And all sacred geometry, key codes, and fire letters are in accordance to your resonance at this time. And as you breathe, inhaling and exhaling, remembering to breathe, connecting in with the sacredness of your breath, feeling the open and the expansion within your heart. Allow yourself to also be fully rewired and your atomic structure to be risen to the highest degree possible. As we bring our awareness and our focus to the heart center, remaining in an open space, as we delve into the new spheres of the fifth and sixth spheres in the dimensions of love.
Beloved God, make me an instrument of your love and of your peace. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console others, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. It is in giving that we receive. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven. And it is in dying to who we have been that we become who we truly are. In the fifth sphere, we start to truly access the mystical vision, realization, and divine downloading from God. We start to realize and live our life through very simple questions like, what would God do in this moment? What would Christ do now in this moment, in this situation, in this argument, in this interaction with my friend? What would Christ do? How would Christ respond? What would God's love do now? What would divine truth do right now in my life with anyone and everyone? We start to realize that God really wants you in a way you could never imagine. God desires your soul to become in union with divine love. This is what God really wants for you, and you feel it, and it humbles you, and it breaks open your heart, and you're in so much gratitude and so much awe and wonder that God really loves you so perfectly, so totally, so unconditionally, and in such a way that you could never even imagined before. And you can only feel it in your heart. And it's when you truly feel it in your heart, it totally overwhelms you. It totally breaks all boundaries, all dams, all ideas, all conditioning, anything you could ever possibly imagine gets dissolved in you finally and fully recognizing and realizing that God has a burning desire for you to become love. That God loves you as his son and his daughter, her son, her daughter. So God is being very busy at the moment with all of you, with the completion of your soul work inside you and outside you. He and she is fully occupied with you right now. So just feel that for a moment. Every single one of you listening is a work in progress that is slowly but inexorably moving towards perfection of love. That's you. We are each an unfinished work of art, waiting and striving to be completed. Each one of us is equally important for the whole picture to be completed. In the fifth sphere, we realize even silence has a melody, a rhythm, a movement. Silent smiles glow in the dark. And your prayers become pure celebration. Overwhelming amounts of divine love flood you. Laughter is spontaneously arising from you when you pray. Prayer is no longer serious or holy. Prayer is divine joy. Prayer is divine reverence, awe, celebration, and wonder. It is laughter bubbling and overflowing from you that infects and moves through anyone and everyone that comes near you. Prayer becomes spontaneous living in the divine flow. And in this flow of love, of divine love, of God's love, pouring into your soul, everything else becomes relatively insignificant. Receiving this love becomes the most important thing in your life because you are in bliss. And this bliss is on tap because your heart is a lot more open. And you feel God totally desires and wants you. And you're feeling this every day and many times a day, 50, 60, 70 times a day. So in this receiving of divine love, in this overflowing of divine love, God's hand touches your soul. And in this touching, we realize and ask ourselves this question: how big is the cup of your heart? Do you have the heart to go further and deeper till the very end? Or are you content with just this love? So tell me, how big is your cup? How much thirst and desire do you have? According to what you know yourself to have given to God, to have made sacred, to have sacrificed, to have let go of, to have surrendered, according to what you have known yourself to have given, the favors God will give you will be small or great. So even in this state, this exalted and refined and blissful and joyful, ecstatic state of the fifth sphere, which is truly wonderful, there is still more to go. And there is still suffering, because bringing in that amount of love into your heart stretches your heart open. And it can be painful, physically and emotionally, as the deepest parts of your suffering, the deepest parts of your pain, the deepest parts of your soul get touched and revealed. And so you can still have emotions at this time. You can still go into pain, you can still go into certain negative emotions, because they are releasing from you. So love brings up everything which it is not. And it is also at this time that you feel the possibility of union with God. And this is only a very short meeting that occurs, very short. But you feel it deep in your soul that that is now possible, that you can be married to God, you can be in union with Source. That feeling, experience, realization directly happens in the fifth sphere. And when I felt it, which was on a beach in Moria, the heart of Lemuria, it was the most natural and blissful feeling of my soul. And then a few minutes later, I missed it. It was shown to me, I felt it, that this is what is possible for you, Padma. That's what I felt. And a few minutes later, God withdrew that. And I felt the sadness of that and the loss of that. But then also the encouragement or the inspiration, like, yes, God has graced me in this moment and has shown me what is possible and what that feeling is, even if it was just for a few minutes or one holy, infinite moment. I knew that to be the truth, and I knew that God desired me, and I knew that God had shown that to me for a reason, because that was my destiny, if I so chose it. So it was a short meeting, but that's what happens in the fifth sphere, and that is a very, very, very precious, priceless moment. And in that priceless moment, where God reveals himself, herself, directly to the very core, the very center, the very essence of your soul, everything you have done up to that point makes sense, is worth it, and dissolves all at the same time. Your soul becomes purified in a different way, in a deeper way. And anything that is not aligned to that purity, even if it's still within you, is now much more willingly left behind, because you are accessing so much divine love. So this divine love becomes the only thing worth doing. There is nothing else worth doing apart from staying in this bliss, staying in this heart's, in your heart's divine joy, staying in this purity, this pure essence. And in this pure essence, you start to sit in how God has actually created your soul. And God created our souls in total joy. So if you can just visualize this for a moment. When God created your soul in light, he was laughing and laughing and laughing. And he was in such joy and so much pure, radiant love. He was so happy, she was so happy to have made your soul and your twin soul with your twin soul together as one. So overjoyed, so happy, so pleased about you. God is so pleased about you that you are who you are in your purity. And that is how you were created. And that is what lies within you right now, is this purity. This is who you truly are. And this is how God has created you. And this is how, this is what you realize in the fifth sphere and the sixth sphere, which is when you become soul realized. Some people call it enlightened. Some people call it self realized. But that is a different form to what we are talking about and what Christ and Rumi and Saint Francis and Hafiz and all the other lovers of God who have been on this pathway of divine love and the spheres of love, all the Sufis, many of the Hindu bhakti yogis, and many of the Christ-conscious saints and beings like that. That's a different pathway to being soul-realized and self-realized. One path is a meditational perfection, which involves a lot of mind and light. This pathway involves the complete purity of the heart soul and the coming closer to God, the creator of your soul and the creator of every soul and the creator of the heavens and the earth. So in the sixth sphere and the fifth sphere, you develop a much stronger relationship from your soul directly to the soul of God, which only really happens through love and desire and yearning and passion from your soul in that wordless communion of pure feelings from your soul to God's soul, from soul to soul, direct, personal, intimate communion. No middleman, no middle woman, no priest, no teacher, no guru, no book, nothing. Your heart, God's heart. That's it. So in the fifth and sixth sphere, this is what really develops a lot more. And all your sexual healing is completed in your original innocence in the fifth and sixth sphere. So what that means is that when we were created as sexual beings designed to make love with our soul half, with our twin soul. That is how we were created. And that's where the greatest joy and love will arise from making love with our twin soul, and from doing that in a pure love, in an innocence that arises when your sexuality is healed and fully connected to your heart and fully connected to the heart of God. So the union of sex, soul, and God in innocence. This is how we were created. This is our divine design. This is our divine blueprint. And this is what we can live. And this is how we will live heaven on earth, through making love like this, in this purity and in this total sexual healing. So we become more like children now. when we're making love with our friends and with people in general, I find that I'm like that with my friends. I can be like that with people in general, but less so because people are where they are. But definitely with my partner, with my twin soul, and with my friends, I can be very childlike, and they love that, and they appreciate it, and I feel that is, you know, it's appropriate to do that with them, and I have a lot of fun with them, and we all really enjoy it because they have cultivated, you know, that part of their innocence themselves, not in a childish way, but in a childlike, innocent way. Because, you know, all my close friends are accessing or connecting to God every day. And they're feeling that innocence in their hearts and that awe and wonder and reverence and celebration and joy and love every day. So they can really feel that childlike quality and celebrate it rather than do whatever people do with that in the world, which is generally stamp on it or ignore it or something like that. So I find that when I share that nature, which is my core, my essence of my human soul, I really enjoy that, and I wish I could be that all of the time. But of course, my giving and my service means that I have to also be in, you know, other states of consciousness, which is fine. But that childlike innocence is always there at any moment that I can drop into and share if it feels appropriate or if the other people around me are open to that and willing to enjoy that with me, let's say. So it's also in this sixth sphere that we realize we are made in the image of God. And only when we become as little children can we enter this kingdom of heaven. So it's this kingdom of heaven that Yeshua talked about that is a sixth sphere of the perfected human soul, the healed human soul. Not completely healed, but pretty much healed and pretty much resting in a state of love. There's still bits of healing to do, and that will complete in the sixth sphere as one makes a journey through the sixth sphere. One will have healed everything of their human experience in all lifetimes. So if you believe in reincarnation, that will involve all lifetimes. If you don't believe in reincarnation, that will involve everything that has happened to you in this lifetime, which potentially is just a reflection of things that happened to you in previous lifetimes anyway. So whatever you believe, the truth is that you will be completely healed at some point as you move through the sixth sphere into the seventh sphere. And you'll be healed not through the mind, but through love, through feeling all your wounds, releasing them and deepening more into joy and love, and by obviously receiving more and more divine love and sharing that in a human way with your friends and partner, and then receiving the healing that arises from that, from sharing human love with your friends and partner, and obviously loving yourself, your own soul, even more. And so it becomes a kind of cumulative process and journey as one moves through the sixth sphere. And being in relationship, intimate relationship with friends and with a partner, and obviously with your twin soul, is what will complete this healing in a very deep way. Because intimacy with God and intimacy with humans will reveal anything and everything that needs healing and that is not fully in the embrace of love.
What a beautiful place to be.
Amen.
It's incredible that while you were explaining to us all about the fifth and sixth dimension, how many doors were opening around me. It was unbelievable. I was hearing my neighbors here with the doors opening and closing, and I thought, what a symbolic symbol of everything that's opening up to all of us. And whenever we do Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, usually my dog Sushi, she usually sits on the side and you know, she'll say one thing or another. But since you've been talking about the whole childlike wonder and embracing that playfulness, that magic, she has been so active and so like, wait a minute, that's what we want you all to have.
Yeah.
How the animals play and remind us how much and how important this all is. And it's incredible how we always look and think about how sometimes it's us that rescues animals, but when it comes down to it, it's really them that rescue us because they also give us so much and help us to also ignite and connect back into those parts or forgotten aspects of our heart. So it's so beautiful. And she's asking about, she's wondering, she's thinking she's in that dimension already.
Who, your dog? I don't think so.
Well, you know, she is an ascended master, so. But we give her every activation, and we even activated her Merkaba, and it was quite hilarious when we did it the first time because she didn't know what was going on, and she got a little scared. It was quite funny. But it's really incredible how much they give to us, and she's been very active during this whole fifth and sixth spheres of the dimensions of love.
Great. I'm happy.
Oh, we thank you so much for being back on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. For those of you tuning in, we've been listening to Padma Ayan Prakasha talking about the fifth and sixth dimensions of love from his book, Dimensions of Love, which you can download as a gift for free from Padma on his website at www.christblueprint.com. And what, now we know you have a really big event coming up for the fall equinox. And just before we run out of time here, let's let everybody know about it in case, you know, they want to come along. And let them know about your magnificent trip that you're planning.
Yeah, so it's quite unique and extraordinary, actually, because the Lemurian elders on the inner planes and on the outer planes have opened up Muria, which is the secret temple at the heart of Lemuria. Muria is a tiny island off Tahiti that is the second center of the Christ consciousness grids on Gaia. And the first one is Giza, which everyone knows about, and which is a masculine center. And Muria is a feminine center, which hardly anyone knows about, but which has been scientifically proved to be the core, the feminine center of Gaia. And so a beautiful feminine female elder there took me in a small group around all the gates of the island and to the womb of the island, the place where throughout the ages, the ceremonies and activations have been done to align the Lemurian souls, initiates and elders to the living, breathing heart of Gaia's love and the center of the Christ consciousness grids. And it's quite an amazing place full of love. And what I was just sharing that in the dimensions of love, that is what is possible to access in a very direct and obvious way, let's say, through what we're going to be doing there. And so the Lemurian elders have opened up this island, and the last person that it was opened up to was a Rinpoche, one of the Dalai Lama's priests. And that was the last person that this female elder had actually guided around the island, a special envoy sent directly by the Dalai Lama to help reconnect the feminine energies of the planet. So then after that was me. And then this is, and now we're opening it up to a whole group of 33 souls to come on this journey and to totally immerse for 10 days and 10 nights into this energy and to receive some of the Lemurian teachings the ancient or original Lemurian teachings of love, of divine love, and then to obviously immerse in that with this group of souls, and to also heal and unite this male-female separation in brain and in soul, and to bring those two loves together, which is what has been reflected on a planetary level, is that the male and female has been separated. The male has been very strong and dominant, because everyone knows about Giza and the masculine qualities, and then the feminine qualities has been subordinate to that. So now is a time for the equality and harmony to happen, and it's through Maria, through the feminine portal, and through reuniting that back to Giza in ourselves and on a planetary level, that this will be able to happen. So I warmly invite you who feel the call, only if you feel this deep in your heart and soul, please get in touch with me, and we can talk on the internet or whatever, and we can see, you know, whether it's right for everyone to come. And I'd like to have, you know, an intimate, heartful gathering where everyone feels it is very much part of their soul calling to come.
Sounds magnificent. And people can read about this or reach you through your website again at www.christblueprint.com. Padma, we thank you so much for being with us here today on Valentine's Day and doing that a magnificent activation, and for guiding us through the fifth and sixth spheres in the dimensions of love. We look forward to having you back on our next show, which is February 28th, to go over the seventh and the eighth spheres. So please don't miss it. And we thank you all today for joining us on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with our special guest, Padma Aeon Prakasha. And we wish you all magical days. And let's not forget the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy. So with infinite aloha blessings.